At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. After the Phillies win 2 of 3 over the San Diego Padres and now sit 51-36 on the season, first in the National League East, and good series win. I'd say overall a solid series win over the Padres, who are, you know, I would say a pretty good team. They haven't been what I would say, maybe. So I mean, they've been a good team to this point, but maybe not as good as I would expect them to be at this point in the year. They're only, you know, now 6 games over .500, but still think the Padres are a good team, and the Phillies take 2 of 3. And that's all you can ask for are series wins, as the Phillies are trying to win this division. And we'll get into my thoughts and observations from the series overall. We will get into the All-Star starters were announced, and we have to find out, did any Phillies make it, or at least as far as the starters go? I'm going to let you know. I'll list out the NL teams and the AL teams as well. And a little update for you on Aaron Nola's injury, and then we'll preview the 3-game set versus the Cincinnati Reds, and also get to a milestone from one of the best pitchers of the last 25 years. Had a milestone last night. What was it? We'll get to that in a little bit. But just recapping the doubleheader from yesterday, game one, man, Mick Abel his command was not very good at all. Was not able to get out of the second inning, walked in a couple of runs, gave up that 3-run double to Manny Machado. Mick Abel had a horrendous second inning and was not even able to get out of it. Was not able to locate pitches whatsoever. On the other side for the Padres in game two of the series, but game one of the doubleheader, Nick Pivetta, an old friend, former Phil, went 6 innings, only allowed 1 run, had 6 strikeouts, had a really good outing. And then Phil's almost came back, and we're gonna get to what happened in the 9th inning of the first game yesterday. But Philly's almost come back, and they almost blew it before they even got a chance to get the to get Kyle Schwarber up to the plate there in the ninth inning, and Brandon Marsh makes a really, really not smart play going from first to third, and was initially called out and was overturned, and ultimately Kyle Schwarber ends up striking out to end the game, but still regardless the Padres end up winning game one and escaping with a 6-4 win. And game two, this rotation has just been unreal. Christopher Sanchez goes seven innings, only allows one run at five strikeouts. Another just dominant performance. Dominant performance from Chris Sanchez. Max Kepler and Brandon Marsh both hitting home runs. You also got some production from Castellanos and Boehm, who brought in runs, and Orion Kerkering, who's just been awesome. We'll talk about him in a couple of minutes. But Kerkering and Strom close it out after Sanchez has a fantastic outing, but no surprise there. And the Phillies get a 5-1 win in game number two of the doubleheader in game three of the series. And the Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Padres. And that's really, again, all you can really ask for at this point, especially when they're going through this gauntlet that they're about to go through with the Padres. And they have Cincinnati next, San Fran, Padres again, right before the All-Star break. So some tough teams you're going to have to play here before the All-Star break. So Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Padres, and that's what you want, series wins, especially going through a tiny bit of a gauntlet here. So good for the Phillies to get 2 of 3. Series thoughts and observations from the series. Number one, I mean, Wheeler and Sanchez just both continue their dominance. I mean, Zach, this is what we're talking about right now. It's been, you know, been coming up on the station about, like, really trying to appreciate what Wheeler is doing to this point in his career, where he's 35 years old and he's just, he's really having a career year. I mean, it's him and it's Skeens, and it's pretty much it. Maybe Ranger would be right there. I guess Ranger is pretty much getting there, considering, he missed the first month of the season, but still, I mean, really it's Wheeler and Skeens for that Cy Young. And then Skeens right now, I mean, Skeens is still probably the leader for the Cy Young, but, just considering what Wheeler is doing to this point is just unbelievable. And, being able to go eight innings, I mean, especially these two guys going as long as they're able to go. I mean, I think it's just so important for the staff to go as long as they can go, considering, you know, how much of the bullpen can you really trust to this point. So Wheeler and Sanchez, both really strong, dominant outings. Mick Abel on the other side, unfortunately, Mick Abel losing his command, and really not a strong performance in game one of the doubleheader, and allowed 5 runs and not even 2 innings of work. And for Mick, this is really, and one thing I wanted to point out is that a talking point for, I know that's been a talking point for Mick in, you know, while he was down, you know, in the minors, was that his mental was something that was kind of, you know, a talking point for, or, you know, a thing for Mick was his mental ability, or is it just his mentality out in the mound. That's big for anybody out in the mound, but especially big for Mick, who that's why it sounds like that's why he was so good down in the minor leagues this year was his ability to, clean up, his confidence out on the mound when he's out there, and confidence is just huge, and it seems like confidence is something that's, holding Mick back right now. We know he can be, and he talked about it after the game. He knows he can make these pitches, but if you're not executing out there and he talked about after the game, he's trying too hard. I mean, look, this is something he was going to have to adjust to. He wasn't going to, have those six shutout innings every single time out like he did against Pittsburgh. And it's just not kind of expected from Mick Abel a little bit. He wasn't going to be perfect coming in. So, Mick losing his command and bad outing of game one of the doubleheader. So hopefully this is something that he can clean up. And so we'll see with Mick. We'll see. So, because his next slated start is supposed to be at San Fran on Tuesday. So hopefully this obviously is something we're going to be watching now. Can Mick kind of get out of his own way now? Because, had the start against the Mets and now this start as well. Yeah, he didn't start against the Braves. And maybe does that throw him off a little bit? I'm not sure. But losing command and bad outing of game one, had five walks and gave up five earned runs as well. All right, Brandon Marsh, I wanted to talk about this play because it ended up not mattering. Brandon Marsh ended up being safe. So in the bottom of the ninth for game one of the doubleheader, Marsh singled, got on base. They bring in J2 Realmuto. That's great. Trey Turner, the next batter, would single to center field. And Brandon Marsh tried to go first to third. And Jackson Merrill, who has a phenomenal arm, his arm is in the 98th percentile. His arm strength is in the 98th percentile in Major League Baseball. Is, had 11 outs above average last year as a center fielder. He's a fantastic center fielder. And Brandon Marsh thought it would be a good idea to go from first to third. And it was a close play at third. And Manny Machado tagged him when it looked like he was out. Looked like he was initially out. And he was called out. And then on...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the replay, he was not out. He was safe. And it was kind of almost, it was close, but I they made the right decision. And the umpires overturned it upon further review. And I'm going to be honest, like, I was really upset at Marsh in that moment. And I think Matt Gelb tweeted it out after the game. Like, they should have just called him out on principle. Like, and the Phillies ended up losing the game anyway. But I the base running for this team can just be so excruciating at times. And especially guys normally like Harper and Castellanos are normally the normal culprits. But Marsh on that play, it was just brutal. I was sitting there and I was like, what are you doing? Kyle Schwarber's about to come up to the plate. You know, it would have been, you're still the lead runner. But Marsh talked about after the game, well, I thought that, you know, Merrill was going to just go to second to... because my run wasn't going to matter. Like, what are you talking about, man? Like, you don't go to third unless you know you're going to get there, unless you feel like super confident you're going to get there. And the base running can just be super duper excruciating at times. And my gosh, Marsh is just lucky he was safe, because if he was out, that's going to be even more of a talking point. But it was just really frustrating. So a couple other things to note from the series. Bryce Harper was back in the lineup. He did not play in game two of the doubleheader. He played in the first game of the series and the second game, or the first game of the doubleheader. He went 0-for-2 with the walk in the first game of the series. And then first game of the doubleheader, he did get a hit. Struck out a couple of times. So good to have Bryce back in the lineup. We're going to have to, you know, monitor his wrist injury now, because Bryce, you know, talking about how, I mean, it basically is like they're just going to monitor it. It's not going to be something that's going to be 100% right now, and who knows what it is going forward. So Harper back in the lineup, though. Hopefully this isn't going to be a huge, huge problem for Bryce, but we're going to, you know, really going to follow this as closely as we can. Orion Kerkering, not talked about enough. It's kind of like, feel like it's crept up on me a little bit, just because of the start of the season for Kerkering. But, you know, if you look up at Kerkering since June 1st has an ERA under 1, and this is what you want from Orion, especially as bad as Romano's been. I mean, they need help at the back end of this bullpen, and you need some sense of trust, and Kerkering has provided that over the last couple of months. Not June 1st, May 1st. I apologize. I said June 1st, May 1st. That Kerkering has been really, really good. Again, ERA under 1 since around May 1st. So Kerkering has been really good. So really important that it's important for Strom, Kerkering, and Romano to hold down the back end of the bullpen. Romano not doing his job. Strom has been, you know, okay. So Kerkering, though, really, really good. And he had an important eighth inning yesterday. So Ryan Kerkering just continuing to be phenomenal the last couple of months. Okay, the All-Star starters were announced. So for the National League, it was Will Smith, Freddie Freeman, Ketel Marte, Francisco Lindor, Manny Machado. In the outfield, it was Acuna, Tucker, and Crow Armstrong. And the DH was Otani. You know, maybe in other years, Kyle Schwarber and his, 26 home runs to this point normally would get you a all-star appearance, but no all-star appearance for Kyle Schwarber, but Ohtani gets in there. Trey Turner, who you could have made the case for that he could have made the all-star team. By the way, this is a starter. There was definitely a case for Trey. I could definitely have seen that. But Lindor having a good season as well. So I understood the Lindor making the team. And then we'll see pitching-wise. I mean, Ranger, Wheeler, Sanchez all have cases. It was Lizardo up until those two starts. American League All-Star team on the other side, catcher Cal Raleigh, and then the infield, rest of the infield, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Gleyber Torres, Jacob Wilson, and Jose Ramirez. And then the outfield, Aaron Judge, Riley Green, Javi Baez, who did not see that coming. Well, who would ever have thought Javi Baez would be an outfield or starter in the outfield? And then the DH, Ryan O'Hearn from Baltimore. But maybe we're looking at the deadline. Who knows? And you're all wondering why I'm still, even though I've said I want to sell at the deadline, they're not going to sell at the deadline. So might as well look at guys who they're going to look for to buy. So the MLB All-Star Futures game was announced, and we know which Phillies were on the roster. Andrew Painter and Eduardo Tait. Now, Andrew Painter is not going to pitch in the game. It came out that Painter was not going to pitch in the game, but Eduardo Tait, the Phillies' young prospect that is a Phillies' young catching prospect, who is fourth-ranked prospect in the Phillies farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. So he will be in the game, but we will not see Andrew Painter. Aaron Nola injury update. So according to Luke Arcaney on Twitter, he is a Phillies writer for multiple outlets, and he put out a video yesterday of Aaron Nola throwing in between games yesterday. So, and I believe Gillio yesterday on the midday show said that when they saw him a couple of days ago, that he was out there throwing as well. So no like major updates, but he's been throwing on the field. I probably having a catch or something between games, or he was between games yesterday and was on the field throwing the day before as well. Okay, next series preview. So we got a 3-game set at the Cincinnati Reds, and the Reds right now are 45-42. They're in kind of a tough division there in the NL Central. I mean, Cubs have been really good this year. Brewers have been good. Still 10 games over 500. The Cardinals have somehow didn't expect them to be where they are this year. They're 6 games over 500. And the Reds are in fourth place there at 45-42. And so we're going to get the Reds next. And it's going to be, so they have the day off today. And then we have a 3-game set this weekend. Reds coming in with their offense being 10th ranked in runs scored in Major League Baseball. Starting pitching 12th in ERA. And their bullpen is, their relief pitchers are 19th. In the ERA. So it's going to be a 3-game set Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday at 105, it'll be Andrew Abbott versus Jesus Luzardo. Saturday, 405, Nick Lodolo versus Ranger Suarez. And then Sunday, where I'll be able to be at this game, it will be Chase Burns versus Zach Wheeler. So looking forward to this weekend, looking forward to some good starting pitching matchups there. And then around Major League Baseball. So we'll get to some scores here. Why not? So in the National League East, the Nationals split a doubleheader with the Detroit Tigers. They lost 11-2 in the first game, but won the second game 9-4. The Mets, they split a doubleheader as well with the Milwaukee Brewers. They lost 7-2 in the first game, won the second game 7-3. And then the Marlins, they lost 2-1 at home against the Twins, and then the Braves won 8-3 over the Angels at home. So those are the scores from the around the National League East. And then one more thing. I'm not even going to really go around the rest of the Major League Baseball. Just want to congratulate Clayton Kershaw on hitting 3,000 strikeouts. He did it against the Chicago White Sox last night. He only needed three strikeouts, I believe, to get to 3,000. And that's exactly what he did. He went however many innings last night. He went six innings, did allow four runs, but who cares? He was able to get that 3,000 strikeout. And Kershaw, who is one of the best pitchers of his generation, it's him, it's Verlander, it's Scherzer, you know, in the last 15 years or so, even a little more, because Kershaw came in 08, and boy, what a career, man, what a career. And you know, really one of the best pitchers, you know, of his generation, and there's an argument of all time, and he's the 20th pitcher, I believe, to get to 3,000 strikeouts. So I believe that's what it was, if not somewhere around there. And so congrats to Clayton Kershaw on the accomplishment. All right, so that'll do it for me, Francisco Rojas, another episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned. Everyone else that does a wonderful job on the channel, I will talk to you guys soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.